Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Carraway moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Carraway bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey juggles the ball. That's an error on Mahaffey. Jeffries moves to third. Krause moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffries tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Krause moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and moves to third. Simmons tags and moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons scores. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy is hit by the pitch. Cecil moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to third for the out. Clancy moves to second. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. Clancy moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Kesey pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams pinch hits for Max Bishop. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Jack Quinn now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watwood bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Red Faber now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Jolly catches it and throws to home to double up Cochran. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. There goes Miller trying to get to home. Jolly throws the ball into Kraus, who tags Miller, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 6-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lyons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lyons moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Reynolds scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Athletics, 6, White Sox, 6. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Quinn covering. Safe. Cecil moves to second. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Alex Metzler. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Dave Harris pinch hits for Buck Kraus. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Chick Autry pinch hits for Red Faber. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Chick Autry now catching. Willie Kaum now playing third base. Dave Harris now playing left field. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Cecil moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.